Hey everyone, Colt Harrison here, and welcome back to Striasis Training Masculine Endurance Protocol. Buckle up, because today we're diving into something super important, something that can make or break your relationships, both personal and professional. Mindful communication. Ever feel like you're speaking different languages with the people closest to you? You know that feeling when words get tangled up in emotions, leading to misunderstandings and frustration? Yeah, I've been there, done that. But here's the good news, it doesn't have to be a constant battle of wills. We can learn to communicate more effectively, build stronger connections, and yeah, even prevent some epic relationship meltdowns. Now, I know what you're thinking. Colt, communication seems simple enough. And sure, on the surface, it is. But real mindful communication goes way deeper than just saying the words. It's about truly listening, understanding perspectives, and responding with intention. Think of it like this. Communication is a two-way street, not a one-way monologue. Here are five key takeaways to help you level up your communication game. 1. Active listening is your superpower. Seriously, guys, active listening isn't just about nodding along and saying aha. It's about being present in the moment, focusing on what the other person is saying, both verbally and nonverbally. Pay attention to their body language, tone of voice, and the emotions behind their words. 2. Check your assumptions. We all have biases, experiences, and perspectives that shape how we see the world. But here's the catch. Those assumptions can blind us to what others are truly saying. Before you jump in with your own thoughts or opinions, take a moment to pause and ask yourself, am I understanding this correctly? Could there be another perspective here? 3. Empathize, don't just sympathize. Sympathy is about feeling sorry for someone's situation, while empathy is about truly understanding and sharing their feelings. Put yourself in their shoes, imagine what they're going through, and validate their emotions. It doesn't mean you have to agree with them, but it shows that you care and are trying to understand. 4. Use I statements. Instead of blaming or accusing you always, frame your statements from your own perspective, I feel, when. This helps avoid defensiveness and keeps the focus on your experience. It also encourages open and honest dialogue. Choose your words carefully. Language has power, guys. Be mindful of the words you choose, especially in tense situations. Avoid harsh or inflammatory language that can escalate conflict. Instead, opt for calm, respectful, and assertive communication. Think about a time when a simple misunderstanding turned into a major argument. Maybe it was with your partner, your boss, or even a friend. Now, imagine if you had applied these mindful communication strategies back then. Would the outcome have been different? Here's a real-world example. Imagine your partner mentions wanting to spend more quality time together, but you're feeling overwhelmed with work deadlines and stress. Instead of snapping back defensively, "Don't you know how busy I am?" try using I statements and expressing your feelings honestly. "Honey, I love spending time with you, but right now I'm feeling really swamped with work. Can we talk about finding some balance next week?" See the difference? By acknowledging their feelings, validating them, and offering a solution, you create space for open and constructive communication. Mindful communication isn't about being perfect, it's about striving to understand, connect, and build stronger relationships. Remember, communication is an ongoing process, so be patient with yourself and others as you learn and grow. Take these insights and put them into action today. Start by actively listening to someone close to you, checking your assumptions, and expressing your feelings with I statements. See the positive impact it has on your interactions. And most importantly, remember that communication is a superpower, use it wisely. Until next time, keep training your minds and building those resilient connections.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.